Blog Talk Radio.
Put them together right here. This is a little testimony song I wrote. Tell somebody he's been good to me. Well, I am a happy soul. I've got goodness untold. I've got another day. I've got a lot to say.
He's been good.
Put them together. He's been good.
He's been good.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Somebody say it. Somebody shout. He's been good. Listen, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just love that song. It just keeps me going. But I know it's just not all about me. It has to be somebody else. It has to be somebody else that wake up with an expectation that God has just been so good to them. I say good morning to you, and I just thank God that he is good to me. Who else is thanking God this morning? Who else has a praise on their lips? When you wake up in the morning and you just have a praise on your lips, no matter what your circumstances, no matter what your situation is, you can still have a praise. Because God has been good to you. God has been good to you over time. God has been good to you in just a second. God has been good to you in now time. How many of you all can say that? Now, Jerry, I know you can say it. I know you can say it, TG. I know you can say it all over this land that God has been good to us. We can count. We cannot count. Because he has been so good to us. And I'm just grateful and thankful this morning that I am and I have the voice and I have a sound mind and a pure heart to just thank God for his goodness. And I just say it. I shout it out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I praise your holy name because you are good. Somebody come on in and join in with me in the spirit because I know you know. I feel like running right now. I feel like shouting right now because I do realize how good God is to me. Sometimes it may take a song. Sometimes it just may take a song to know that God is ministering through our spirit. And this morning I am one that's able to recognize that I need to be just like have a little bit more praise. I need to have a song or a scripture in my heart just to give God praise. And no matter where I'm at, I'm going to praise him. I'm going to praise him in the good. I'm going to praise him in the bad. And when I say praise him, I'm saying thank you, Lord. Thank you for being good to me. Thank you, Father, for keeping me. Thank you, Father, for being my protection. Thank you, Father, for whatever it is. I am going to praise your name all for the rest of my life, as long as I have a sound mind. In Jesus, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Listen, good morning, good morning, good morning. We once again thank you for joining us at our executive meeting where we put God our number one priority. Thank you, Lord. And just being able to touch the nation, speak to the nation. Just know that God is everywhere. He is not contained in a box. So we thank you for all the nations that take their time to come onto the line because you're not on our timing. But guess what? You're on God's timing. And that's what makes it even better. It has nothing to do with the man, but everything to do with God, our Father, who art in heaven. So as we continue on in the program today, I would just love for somebody else to be able to shout the way I want to shout, to dance the way I'm dancing, just to have an excitement about who God, our Father, the all in all, the waymaker, the lifter of our heads, just whatever, whatever name that you have for him, just give him praises, just thank him, just lift him up because of who he is and how wonderful and how miraculous he is, even if you don't feel like it. But I'm going to tell you something. When the spirit is inside of you, you may be down, but he'll give you a leap and give you that extra strength to make you go just a little bit further. So I don't know who's going with me on today, but I know some of y'all going with me. And guess what? That's good enough. But if it's not, if it's only one, trust and believe, that's still good too. Because just let us know that God is in the house. Hallelujah. Good morning, Minister Tashita. Come on and bring us in prayer. Hallelujah.
Good morning.
Hallelujah.
Good morning, sir. Once again, it's an awesome day to praise the Lord and commune with you. as we usher in the Spirit, Lord. I decrease in me and decrease in you, O God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Dear Lord, thank you for waking me up today. We commit our burdens and the things that were heavy on our heart into your hands, O God. Please help me to keep our thoughts and the things that are good and pure and uplifting so that we have peace in our mind, O God. I thank you that I can rest in you, O God, knowing that you are with me and you are in control, O God. Please, God, guide me in all I say and do this day, O God. We thank you, God. I ask you, God, that you will be in absolute control of this Wednesday, God, that your kingdom come and your will be done, O God. I ask that you will remove any stumbling blocks that the enemy would try to place in our path, God, any stumbling blocks that we have put in our own path, God, out of the way today, O God. Give me eyes to see, God, ears to hear, God, so that I may walk in your wisdom and have the strength and stand in my faith, O God, like never before, O God. We thank you, God, for knowing, God, that you are the only true way, God, and the only true light, God, for the richness and the prosperity of our life, O God. So we thank you, God, for this, O God. And today, O God, we continue to walk and be strong pillars with you, O God, like never before, O God. We thank you, God, for giving us this gift, O God. Truly, God, we accept this gift and this calling like never before, God, so we thank you, God. We thank you, God, that we turn our ears and our hearts off to the things that's not of the world, God, and only in tune ourselves on the vibrations of you, O God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for leveling us up, O God, this day, O God, like never before, O God. Because it's truly you, God, that's bringing us in the trueness of our life and the trueness of this world, O God. We thank you, God. And we praise your holy name like never before, O God. We love you, God. We love you, God, like never before, O God. We put our all into you, O God. We thank you, God, and like never before, O God, I can praise your name. It's in you, O God. It's all that I do. Amen, amen, hallelujah. Amen, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen, amen. Listen, I know one person on today that's in the Bible in the Old Testament that can tell it just like how good God was to them, and that is Gideon. Gideon, and Gideon, I want to speak about Gideon this morning. I want to talk about Gideon, the warrior, this morning. Gideon, the one that God chose to go out and fight a battle, and he was given, he came up. When he chose his men, it's his army. He had a great big army waiting to go out and fight against the Midianites. And God had to let him know, listen, your army is too strong. You got too many people. See, how many people have been in a situation that, you know, you got an assignment, you got something, and it's just, you may feel like, okay, well, the more I have, the better that things can be. The more people that I have on my team, the more warriors that I have on my team, the better, the more that I can get to my situation, I'll be able to go in and be victorious because this person can do this, this person can do this, this person can do this. Well, I want to sit and tell you about Gideon. When Gideon got his army together, God told him, you got too many men. You got too many men. See, when you have too many men, and if they won the battle, they'll come back and say it's something that they did. They'll say that it's something that they did. They did it because of their strength. And what I'm learning is that God will take our weakness and turn it into strength. He will take us from where we're at, and in that weakness, he will build on that weakness. But when you have a massive amount of people, and I've been in situations like that where God has given me an assignment, and the assignment went forth, and people came back, and they tried to praise me, and I had to let them know it was nothing about me. It was all about God. It was all about the instructions that God gave. And with Gideon, Gideon had to downsize his army, the army to go into battle, to fight against the many. He had to downsize. He downsized to 300 men. And that was because God needed to get the glory. A lot of times we have situations that we're in, and we don't have a problem with taking the glory. We'll take God's glory, but when it's nothing about us, it's all about God, because he is the author, he is the beginning, and he is the ending. He is the person that has the master plan, and we have to put our trust in him, our faith in him, our belief in him. Well, going on with Gideon, Gideon was a little bit afraid. And God told him in scripture, and it's a long scripture, and I'm not going to read it all, but I gave you a little bit of backdrop. Gideon came up with 22,000 of them went home, leaving only 10,000 who were willing to fight. God gave them a little test, gave them a little exercise to do to determine how many and who he was going to keep. And the number from 10,000 went down to 300. 300 men to fight against a vast army. 300, can you imagine? From 22,000 to 300, can you imagine that? I'm going to start in Judges 7, verse 7. It says, the Lord told Gideon, with these 300 men, I will rescue you and give you victory over the Midianites. Send all the others home. So Gideon collected the provisions and ram's horns of the other warriors and sent them home, but he kept the 300 men with him. The Midianite camp was in the valley just below Gideon. That night, the Lord said, get up. Go down into the Midianite camp, for I have given you victory over them. God was letting him know, I've already won the battle. I've already won your battle. He's letting him know that. But, he said to Gideon, but if you are afraid to attack, go down to the camp with your servant, Purah. Of course, from 22,000 to 300 men, there has to be some type of doubt there. Even if you've seen what God has done, it is 22,000 down to 300. Let's keep it real. Let's let our human, let's talk in the natural for a minute. We can't always sit and say, okay, well, it don't matter because God gonna be there for me. When you have something major going on in your life and you may depend on a vast amount of people and God trims them people down, and those people, they have the strength. The more you have to go into a battle, I'm talking about a physical battle where people are going to die, be stabbed, do whatever. A physical battle, God said and says, no, I'm bringing you down to 300. And if you are afraid, I'm giving you a little bit of more confidence. I'm letting you know that who I truly am. Yes, I've already told you that you don't have to worry. The battle is won. You have the victory. But let me just go on a little bit and show you what I'm talking about. And so Gideon took prayer and went down to the edge of the enemy camp. The armies of Midian, Amalek, and the people of the east had settled in the valley like a swarm of locusts. That's how many it was, like a swarm of locusts. Their camels were like grains of sand on the seashore. He's giving you an example of what they saw. Too many to count. Gideon crept up just as the man was telling his companion about a dream. The man said, I had this dream, and in my dream, a loaf of barley bread came tumbling down into the Midianite camp. It hit a tent, turned it over, and knocked it flat. This is where I want to talk about today, verses 14 and 15. His companion answered, your dream can mean only one thing. God has given Gideon, son of Joash, the Israelite, victory over Midian and all its allies. Verse 15, when Gideon heard the dream and its interpretation, he bowed and worshiped God before the Lord. Then he returned to the Israelites' camp and shouted, get up, for the Lord has given you victory over the Midianite hordes. Let's stop right there. As soon as Gideon received a personal word from God. He received the word from God to talk about the battle before him as though he had already won it. That's Judges 7, 14 and 15. This is the beauty of it. He did not wait for the battle before in verse 15, he bowed down and he worshiped God. See, he decided to praise God before he even entered into the battle. See, a lot of us have to get into a place when circumstances and situations come our way. We need to understand when God, the battle is not ours. God, if God is in you, then he has already went before you. You are riding with him. We spoke about the ego yesterday, locking into something. You have to be into a, when situations come your way, even if you see them afar, you need to start praising and worshiping the Lord ahead of time. If that's where your faith is, if your faith and your trust is in the Lord, then you need to praise him. You have to praise him in advance. You have to be in a place to sit and say, no matter how big it is, that I am going to trust the Lord. See, going back to the story, if all the 22,000 would have went in there and fought the battle, see, I can understand what God was saying. They'll come back and sit and say, yeah, I did that. I did that. Oh, I cut this one head off. I chopped this one up. I did that. But see, it's not about us. It's not about us. When we learn that it's not about us, that it's all about God, it's all about Jesus, huh? It's all about the Holy Spirit, then life, it will be some life-changing decisions made in your life. When you see the storm coming, you will start praising the Lord ahead of time to help you get through the storm. Gideon and those still had to fight the battle, but this is the thing. God had already told them that the victory was won. What is God telling you today? Are you listening to what God is saying, or are you still trying to put a strategic plan together when God has already told you that the victory is won? When God has already removed everything from around you to let you know that this is what you need to go into battle with. I don't care if it's whatever it is. This is what you need to do. We need to get into a place where we learn to listen and understand what God is saying to us. We have to take away, allow that spirit of fear to move away from us. I have a quick testimony, and then I want to sit and say this. Me and my sisters, we got a sister in Texas right now that's battling for her life. She's been on and off a ventilator because of COVID-19, and you know, we started out with 7 of us, but God had told us 5. But we continued with 7, praying and fasting, because we realized that the battle that we was fighting, the only way that it could be won was through praying and fasting. But God had given one of my sisters the number 5 and said, no, it only need to be 5 of y'all. But we proceeded on up with 7. And even though the day that we proceeded with 7, I had a quick vision of seeing my sister sitting up in the bed with little tubes in her face. A couple of hours later, one of my other sisters called and said, oh, she's up sitting in the bed. I said, thank you, Jesus. But then a couple of days or next day later, she was right back on the ventilator. She was right back in the ventilator. So we went back. We have not given up, because see, she's still coming in and out. She has not. And then I know another soldier, huh, that went in and had to was out for almost 2 weeks, and Satan thought that they was gonna steal her. He thought he was gonna steal her life, but she continued to fight on too. But see, when I know what God has done, and he has shown me things. He may have not shown me the dream or given me the interpretation that Gideon, but he placed somebody in my life that has went through the exact same warfare, and that same person came out walking around today doing what she does so eloquently, still laughing, still praying, no matter what the situation is, keeping a smile on her face. I don't know what happened behind the scene, but I know when people see her, you'll never know that there's a situation. Why? Because that person has learned to trust in the Lord. So getting back to my sister, we sit and say, okay, well, what happened? Why? So we came back, and it was the 5 of us still turning over our plates, still praising the Lord for a victory, not giving up, because God has not came to either one of us and say, it's time to throw in the towel. We need to still praise him. We need to still worship him. And this is what we're doing now. That's our strategic plan. The plan when God gives us the plan. He said, no, 7 was too many. You didn't follow the instructions. You did not follow the instructions. So now we're back at it again today. Today is the day that they'll take her off the ventilator and make a decision. Or God will but God would make the decision if she should continue to go on. But see, one thing that we're doing, we know to speak life into the situation, because God didn't take her then. God continued day in and day out. There's different activities. There's different movements, and let us know that God is still in the midst of it. But I want to sit and say to you all, with sharing that, no matter, it ain't what it look like. Whatever your situation, God has just been putting that in my spirit. It ain't what it look like. It is up to us to continue to do the work as Gideon did. Gideon could have told the Lord, listen, you're really trying to kill me. You're trying to kill me and my people. I seen people look like locusts. It was so many camels that looked like barley all spread it all around. You're talking about, listen, hallelujah. But God, Gideon did exactly what God told him. Gideon still continued to move forward. No matter what he was facing, he still continued to move forward. He still stayed in a place of obedience. He stayed in a place of obedience, even if there was a little bit of fear. But see, sometimes we do have a little bit of fear when we coming up against circumstances. We coming up against vast armies. We got so many different things going on with us at one time. We have vast armies coming to attack us. Satan comes and brings us, or even like Apostle says, sometimes we put our own selves in situations that we have to get our own self out of because of our own actions. And then there are times that you're doing what God tells you to do because you remember the servant Job, and God will allow different things to happen in your life to see exactly where you at. He knows that he has been so good to you that you will not leave him nor forsake him, as he don't leave you or forsake you. And this is where Gideon was on today. And this is where Evangelist Nita is on today. I can't speak about everybody else, so I got to make it personal. I have to make it personal. I don't know what everybody else is going to do. But one thing about it, when the vast army come up against me, I am going to do like Gideon. I'm going to put myself in a place where I'm hearing what God has to say to me, even if it's through a prophet, even if he allows me to walk up on a conversation that he knows that me and him, something he has just put in my spirit, and I get the answer from that way. That's what I'm going to do. And God say that seven is too many, then we're going to narrow it down to what he told us from the very beginning, and we're going to follow the instructions. And one thing I sit and say, we as a people have to have people in our lives that's going to, God equips us with the full armor of God, but one thing, the armor does not cover the back. And this is why you got to have people that's going to cover your back. People that's going to go into the army. The 300 that Gideon took in the army with him, they had his back. They was ready to go to war. They was ready to, it was all or nothing. And I want to talk to the all or nothing people. The all or nothing is not that you are going in by yourself. The all or nothing means that God is in the midst with you. Because Jesus abides in you, you are connected to the vine. There are so many things that he promises that you don't have to even worry yourself about. All you need to do is be in place and be disciplined and be obedient to the instructions that's given you, and understand that I can't sit and put my faith, I can't put my trust, I can't put my belief in man, but I can put it in God, because God is all-knowing. God will do what he says that he would do. God is not a man that he shall not lie. God's word does not come back void. So Gideon didn't have a problem with going into battle. But what Gideon did was he wanted God to know, Father, I trust you. Father, I believe you. So I'm going to praise you in advance, Lord. I'm going to praise you in advance. I am going to praise you as the victory is already won. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but whatever your situation is, I sit sit and tell you to take the attitude and the stance that Gideon did. Praise God. Worship God. Let him know that I trust you. Let him know how good he is to you. Let him know that even though I may have had an inclement of doubt, but you came, Lord, as you always do, and you prove yourself to be right. And then you go in to that battle. You ask, you go in with a renewed mind, a clean heart, with the understanding that God is God all by himself, that God has taken you. So he is the one that has won the victory for you. It don't matter. It ain't what it looks like. I don't care how many things are coming up against you at one time. When you put your faith in the Lord, he is going to fight your battles. You remember my favorite Jehoshaphat. Look at Joseph. Joseph lived from the cage, from the pit to the palace because his trust was in the Lord. He had so many different obstacles that came his way, but he never gave up. He could have ran when Potiphar's wife said the different things that she said. He could have ran, but he didn't. You know what? He was right there. He went through whatever it is that they said that he had to go through. He didn't complain because he knew God. He knew that God was there for him. And I'm sitting and telling you all today, you need to start encouraging yourself. When you're in a situation, things are so big and so bad for you, start praising the Lord. And as you are praising him, start encouraging yourself. Start speaking life into your situation. Identify whatever the situation is and start speaking to it. And sit back and ask God, listen, Lord, listen, you got to be honest about it. You have to be honest about it. God, listen, this too big for me. They got this. They got that. I can use my own personal testimony. You got this, they got this, Lord, they got that, and I don't know what to do, Father. I need you to show me. I need you to show me, Lord. What is it? I need a word, Father God. Send me somebody. Give me a scripture, Lord. See, a lot of us have so much pride because we want people to think that we got it all going on. We got it going on. And God is this and God is that. Well, I'm here to tell you, and y'all know that I'm naked and never ashamed. When situations arise against me and they're too big, I'm going before the Lord. And if I can't, I'm going to seek his face first, and then I'm going to go to the ones that I know got my back. And I'm going to sit and tell them, listen, this is what I'm going through. I've already sought the Lord for it, but I may need you to do a little bit of praying for me. I may need you to do not for me, with me. I don't need you to pray for me because I've already prayed and I've already sent it to the Lord. I've already praised him, but I need you to be in agreement. And this is what I need you to be in agreement with. And I don't know who I'm talking to, but I'm sitting and telling you, we get into places where we just lose it. We get into a place where we just sit and say, you know what, Lord, this too big. I fall down. It's too big. I'm putting in the white towel. It's too many, Lord. I don't have the strength. I don't have the courage. I'm discouraged. I'm dismayed, Father God. I'm telling you, you better ask Gideon. You better get in your scriptures, and you need to find out where God is taking you, what he's doing with you. You may need to sit and get a little bit of self out of the way. Let me go there. Some of us get so caught up in self, get so haughty about situations and feel like we got it going on, but then we forget about that God is the person, that he is our deliverer, he is our comforter, he is our provider, and without him, we are nothing. We are mere nothing. Without him, but with him, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, even in a time of our dismay, even in the time when we feel like that things just not going to go our way. That's why you have to get into a place where you're praising the Lord. You're worshiping the Lord. I keep telling you all over and over, and I can only tell you because I've been through it. It's not something I'm not telling you. Somebody else's story. I'm telling you my story. Praising the Lord has been my biggest weapon. praying the Lord has taken me from baby steps into spiritual maturity. Praising the Lord has helped me to open my eyes where I'm seeing through God's eyes. Praising the Lord has opened my ears where I can hear things a little bit better. I'm not sitting and telling you that God audibly to me. But see, one thing about me, somebody can call me and tell me something and not even know that I have went before the Lord. And when they tell me, I sit and say, you were God sent. That was a confirmation. I don't sit and I don't be closed mouthed because I don't want people to know. I want you, if God, now I'm not going to go and tell everybody about it, but the person that may have called me and said, this is what, not even knowing what they saying to me, just having mere conversation, having an encouraging word, and God sends that person to me. He's speaking to me. When he tells me to go to a scripture, the Holy Spirit will sit and say, go and read this scripture. When I get to that scripture, it's a confirmation. Let me know your praises, your what you have put out to the Lord has been heard. Need I remind you about Daniel? Daniel prayed for his people, and Daniel was waiting, and as he was waiting, after a couple of days, the angel came to him and told him, the Lord heard your prayer, but Gabriel got caught up in a battle with the prince of Persia. But see, God had already heard. God had already answered the prayers when Daniel went before his people. Let me calm down. I get a little bit excited when we're talking about the goodness of God. And I want to sit and say to you all today, it's not a long, drawn-out message. It's not a long, drawn-out message. What I want to sit and tell you is, when the battles are big, or when things do not look the way, or you feel like that you are at a dead end, you feel like that there's nowhere, you're trapped. There's no other place to go. There's nothing else that you can do. I want to let you know, praise and worship, hallelujah. Remember yesterday, we just talked about Paul and Silas in a jail cell. And in the midnight hour, Paul and Silas started singing until there was a shaking took place. Allow God to make a shaking occur into your situation. How? Start praising him. Start worshiping him. Not after the storm. Not after you have won the battle. See, that's what the Israelites did with the Red Sea. They praised him after the victory when they should have been praising and singing the song that they was singing when they was before the Red Sea. But what they did, they praised him. And I'm not telling you not to praise God or give him a sing a song to him after you win your victory. But I'm telling you, it's power in the praise, is power in the tongue when you know, because he's allowed you to know that the battle is not yours. The victory is already won, and you can get into a prostrate position, or you can just stand wherever, however you praise him and worship him, and that's what you do. Don't wait until you get into the battle and start praising the Lord. Be like Gideon. Even if God starts stripping you of some things, have enough trust in him. Believe in what he's doing. He is God of all knowing. He is our creator. He knew us when we were in our mother's womb. We know that God is a God, that he is not going to lie. There are times in your situation that something seems so, in your life, that something seems so crazy, so chaotic, and you sit and say, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this, but I'm going to praise you anyway, Lord. I'm going to praise you. When I was on my sick bed, my bed of affliction, I never stopped praising the Lord. Even I didn't have a voice. I did not have a voice. Anybody who has been knowing me from this side, they can tell you how my voice is getting better and better. It's getting better and better. Why? Because I praise the Lord. I thank him. When he raised me from my bed of affliction, see, there were things that I asked him, Lord, give me my voice back, Father. Give me my strength. I want a double portion of strength, Lord. I've laid on my bed of affliction for so long. But let me remind you, I still still praised you. Even if I couldn't shout, Lord, I raised my hand. Even before you even healed me, Father God, when I made a conscious decision that I shall live and I shall not die, I continued to praise you, praise my way through. People look at me and say, you like to energize a burn. You don't never want to lay. You don't never sit down. My sister say, you move too much. My mama say, you have too much going on. But let me tell you something, saints. When you know that it was God and only God, and that praise was your weapon. See, I told God, if you lift me up, Lord, I am going to keep moving. I'm going to keep pushing. I may fall down, but I know that you're going to come and pick me up because you raised me up. He raised me from the dead before. He resurrected me. He told me I will restore you. I believe in him. He is not a man, so therefore he shall not lie. His word does not come back void, but I praise him. I recognize that praise was my biggest tool to use. When I couldn't do nothing else, I praised him because God is an inward God. God, no, you may can't say anything, but God can go deep down. He goes down in our soul. He is in our spirit. He is our spirit, and he knows exactly what we're feeling. He knows if it's pure. He knows if it's genuine. There's no motives behind it. I had motives. My motives was, Lord, if you get me up, I'm going to serve you. Lord, if you get me up, I'm going to do better. Lord, if you get me up, I'm not going to sit down. I'm going to keep moving. Lord, if you would just restore what the cankerworms have, what they have taken away from me, I will show you, Lord. I will praise you all the days of my life. Now, let me get a little bit naked with you. Even in my wrongness, when God restored me, I still went out, did some things I wasn't supposed to do, but I still praised him. I praised him enough to the point where he took me to a place where I started learning the true unadulterated word of God. And every time I would, something I did with a conviction would come, he would allow me that right there. That's it right there. You need to repent. You need to ask me to remove whatever. And I started doing it. And I praise him for that on today. I praise him that he has given me the authority to defeat my enemies, and I'm not talking about physical people because they're mere nothing to me. I'm talking about them diabolical spirits that I can't see, them diabolical spirits because of my action, my wrong attitude, sometimes my talking that may bring into play, my wrong company that I may sit and pick things up that God has already closed the door. I may go back and open the door knowing that friends and family's going to come through that door, a whole picnic is going to take place. But I do know this. I go back to my weapon. I go back to my weapon. And my weapon is praise. I'm praising him. I'm worshiping him through my hard times. I'm praising him. I'm worshiping him through my hard times. When I was laying on my bed of affliction, I had then lost everything again. That was the second time in my life. Lost everything. I said, Lord, lift me up, Father God. If you lift me up, Lord, just lift me up, Father God. I will get it right. I praised him for my integrity. I praised him to take away my haughtiness. I praised him to sit and see. Everybody always talk about prayer, and I'm not telling you because prayer changes things, but I want to let you know prayer accompanied with prayer, praise and worship, it's a triple threat. It is a triple threat, and then you start adding all the additives on the trust, the belief, and whatever, but most of all, it's the knowing. It's the knowing, realizing that God is stripping things from you. And as he is stripping those things from you, he is building you. God does not want people to take his glory. Yes, you may do things so he can be glorified. But you don't need a vast army to go before the Lord. God tells you that the victory is won. You better trust and believe that the victory is won. You don't have to second guess it. You don't have to go back and put your plan of action together. Oh, I got to say this. I got to do this. No, you rest in the Lord. You rest. We talked about waiting on him on yesterday. You get into a place, and in that resting, I'm talking about you have that peace and that knowing, that comfortability, that security, that trust and knowing. And I may have said it in the wrong order, but it's all one big bundle that God got you, that he has you. And then you just need to do your part. You need to do your part. I don't know if I think Minister Shakita is on, but Apostle Temple, if you are on, is there anything that you would like to add to this subject? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Okay, well, we're just going to keep moving on. And as I said, we don't have to sit and worry about the masses, even if it's the masses that's coming up against you. We need to worship God before the battle. We need to praise him before the battle. We need to keep moving on. We need to go into the, I'm not telling you to live Gideon's story because you can't. I'm just giving you an example of what you need to do. You need to praise God before you go into and when before you get your victory. And I'm telling you, it's something about praising him before, because when the outcome comes, you have such a joy, a place of joy in your life. And it's something to sit and be able to sit and tell people. And you not being happy about it. You being confident. I knew this is what I was supposed to do. I know that's what I heard. I knew that was what that tugging. I knew I was in the right place. You can't go wrong with praising the Lord. You cannot go wrong with worshiping him. If your motives are pure, and you are worshiping the one and only God. I'm not talking about all them extra gods, Ephah, Buddha, Santeria, all these other gods. I'm talking about the one and only God. If you can get into a place and make it a part of your everyday living to praise and worship the Lord. And I'm not telling you to leave prayer out, because I pray every single day. Sometimes, have you ever been when you in your sleep and you still praying to the Lord, and then it get to the point where you're in your sleep, you start praising him and worshiping him? It lets me know I'm in the right vein. It lets me know that I'm right where I need to be. Even during the times of my sleep, I'm praising and praying at all times. I'm being thankful at all times. I'm praying and praising without ceasing. And this is where you and I on today need to be. We need to understand that the battle is not ours, but it is the Lord. We need to understand that if we praise him and continue to use our mass weapon, that's our the biggest destroyer that is for me. If we continue to do so and have the mindset of Gideon that I'm going to move forth, even if I went from 22,000 to 300, I'm still going to have faith in God. I'm still going to trust in what God has told me. Yet I may have a little, yea, I walk through the valley of shadow of death. I will fear no evil because God is with me. Even before I got into the valley, I may have had a little bit of fear. But once I entered into that valley, because God gave me a confirmation that he was with me, that he was going to do what he said that I was going to do, I fear no evil. And I don't know who I'm speaking to on today. I may be just speaking to myself, but I'm going to tell you something. I praise him by myself. I pray by myself. I worship by myself. I don't need nobody else. As long as I got God on my side, I'm going to continue. As long as he keep fighting my battles, I'm going to continue. As long as he continue to give me my strategic plans, when I'm back up against the wall, I'm going to continue to do so. And if the outcome does not come out the way that it was, that I felt that it was going to be, because I may have went wayward, maybe the game changed, it might have been a game changer, I'm still going to pray him, because he got me from one point to the next. He allowed me to know I'm with you. I'm in you. I'm walking with you. I'm not walking beside you. I'm walking in you. I am you. I am walking. I am your footsteps. I am your thought pattern. I am everything that you are. I am. I am. And that's exactly how I receive him on today. And there may be some people or persons, no matter where you're at right now, You may be going through some situations. And what I will offer you today, I will offer you to get into a place where you surrender all to God. Let everything that you got going on with you, allow him to identify, remove it. How do you remove it? You invite him in and allow him, and you will have eternal, eternal, eternal. Do you hear the words that I'm saying? I'm not telling you you're not going to go through some things. That's why you got to keep a praise in your heart. You got to keep a song there. You got to be into a place of worship. No matter where you at, you ain't got to be on your knees bending down. Worship is inside of you. Worship is inside your body. Worship is a part of your spirit. And though you could be driving in the car and you worshiping the Lord. And don't you ever forget that. Don't you ever let somebody tell you that you got to be down and you're on your knees in a prostrate position to praise and worship the God, worship the Lord. You praise him and you worship him wherever you're at, because that's what's going to defeat whatever you have going on. I don't have anything else to say, but I can sit and tell you this, that God has been good to me. He has been good to me, and I don't have a problem with letting you and the nations know. I don't have a problem with standing on the mountaintop and letting people. I don't have a problem with going down in the valley, because you know what? The blood that lives, the blood of Jesus lives inside of me, and that is what is keeping me going to give him the praise. That is what keeps going through my body, that I'm able to praise and worship him. And with the blood of Jesus, there is no fear. He has already won all of our battles. So why do we need to be in a place of fear? Why can't we praise our way through whatever our situation, even if God is stripping things away from you? Don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed. Just let him know, Father, I'm riding with you. I'm riding with you, Lord Jesus. You're in me, Father God. So I'm riding with you. I'm walking with you, Lord Jesus. And I'm trusting you to pave the way. I'm trusting you to give me the victory. Don't you understand that we are conquerors? We are conquerors. We are victorious. And we can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens us. Listen, ADM loves you. Hallelujah. But God loves you most. I decree and declare on this morning that you get your praise and worship on. You stop sitting there in a place where you are just so heavy laden, overburdened, and to a place that you got your white towel standing, sitting on the side, just hanging down, and you're at a place where you want to throw it up into surrenderance and to your enemies. No, you don't. If you're going to throw up a white towel, you better throw it up to Jesus. Let him know, I surrender all. I cannot win this battle without you. Let the praises come out of my mouth. Let my actions show you how thankful I am. Let everything about me show you, Father, I trust you, I believe you, and most of all, I need you during this time. Learn how to praise and worship God before going into your battles. Don't wait till you get in the middle of the storm. That's when it gets the worst. That's when the storms get the worst with you in the middle, and you decide, now I want to praise him. And don't wait till you done got through the storm or through the battle and then want to give him praises. Why not praise him before? Listen, again, ADM loves you. It is wonderful Wednesday. Go out, get a praise in your heart, a praise in your mind. Ask the Lord to just go with you as you are entering in whatever it is. You may not be entering into anything, but I am learning to praise him at all times, just as I pray at all times. I'm just accompanying them together and trusting God in the outcome. If the battle has already been won, I'm just going to continue to do my part. And my part is to keep moving on, keep trusting him, keep putting on my full armor of God, meditating on his word day and night, singing songs to him, praying to him, worshiping him, sometimes turning my plate over, putting myself in a place of consecration. I'm sorry I can't talk to you right now. This God time. If you call my phone and I'm not answering you, that means do not disturb, because this is God time. And I'm in a place where it is just about me and him. So I want to sit and offer them same instructions to somebody that may can help somebody else. That's all I can sit and tell you. I'm not selfish about it. I want everybody to know just who God is and what he can do for you. And I want to give you and let you know he's already equipped you. If you got a voice, if you got hands, you can pat your feet as long as your heart is still pumping. Trust and believe. You got a praise in there. We love you. We'll see you back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Just let God be who he is, and you just know who he is, because he is not going to leave you, neither is he going to forsake you, and he is not going to lead you down the wrong path if you're trusting and believing in him. Have a great day. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.